Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour. We've got a really good show today. Next weekend is Mother's Day, and we'll talk about a really cool project that some rock stars are doing with their moms. And we'll dedicate a set to all the great moms of the world. We've got new music from the Counting Crows, Phil's Pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And of course, the best rock from all eras. On 91.5 WMFO, let's start with Tom Petty today.
Never know nothing quite like this. help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic guys. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. That is you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hide it in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Could it be you, Mrs. Robinson? Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon. Going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Those are the Lemonheads with the Simon and Garfunkel classic, Mrs. Robinson. Can't hear that song without thinking about that scene in Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio running around the helicopter pad being pursued by the FBI and that song playing in the background. Really, really good stuff. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. We do this every Monday morning from 8 till 9. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock from the 2000s and through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to was still around today. We are now in the first full week of May as spring in New England marches on. April certainly lived up to its reputation. April showers. It seemed like it rained for like the whole last week. But things can only get better. I hope we have a good week ahead. We've got Mother's Day next weekend, as I mentioned at the top of the show. So we'll play a little bit of Mother's Day music, but also we've got a really cool thing happening on television this week that I will tell you about later in the show, but it involves rock stars and their moms, and it's something that we may want to check out together. Well, right now it is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown picks out great music for us every single week at this time. We play it. And let's see what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Try by Pete Yorn. Pete Yorn is a singer-songwriter out of California. His music runs the gamut from folky-leaning music all the way to earnest guitar-driven songs. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
If you're trying to break me. try? Won't you try?
That is the Electric Light Orchestra from probably their best album, my favorite album from them. It's called A New World Record, and the song is so fine. And before that, we heard Pete Yorn. That was Phil's pick for today. The song was called Try. Here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO, we like to feature new music on the show whenever we can, and we've got a good one today. After a five-year break from songwriting, Counting Crows lead singer Adam Duritz says he experienced a surge of creativity recently. He's created an ambitious group of new songs. The result is the four-track Butter Miracle Suite 1. It is due on May 21st, and it'll be the band's first release since 2014. The first single, Elevator Boots, is available now. After scrapping touring plans along with the rest of the world last year, Counting Crows are tentatively eyeing this fall if Duritz can be convinced that it's safe. But as usual, he's wary of 90s nostalgia. He said at a certain point, are we just a legacy act that should go play greatest hit shows or not? I mean, to me, I have no interest in it. New from Counting Crows, this is Elevator Boots on Rock of Ages.
Bobby was a kid from around the town. Kicks pumped up and head held down. Underwater more than he was up. He dreamed submarines in bottle green. Imaginary flight machines. But in blue jean flares he bubbled like a 7-Up. Everybody wants to know you when you're the only one to know. Shoot it till you feel alive and play one more show. Plug into the bus, seek you till it turns around. You can't stop feeling the boss miss suits and the elevator boots is down. You can't help feeling they want you, and you want to. With their lips on fire and your head unscrewed. But it's time to whip another change and hit one more town. Bobby doesn't know her name. He holds on tightly just the same. Sometimes one more night is all you need. I met Alice near the Alamo one summer in San Antonio. I remember her, I don't remember me. Everybody wants to know you when you're the only one to know. Man, anything to feel alive and play one more show. Plug into the buzz and shake you till it turns around. Can't stop feeling the boss with suits and the elevator boots is down. You can't help feeling they want you, and you want to. With the hips on fire and your head unglued. Till it's time to whip another change and hit one more town. Alice knows the secret, and she could tell you now if you want to. Cause they want you. Do you want to? Snake and sparkle, pan and glide. And it's hard to feel, and I can't get high. And I don't always understand how to smile. Man, kids get sick of being bottled up. Drags you down till you throw it up. Gotta get out of the house, take a ride on the radio dial. And everybody wants to know you when you're the only one to know. Yeah, everything that feels alive is in one more show. Plug into the buzz to shake you till it turns around. And you can't stop feeling the Paul Smith suits and the elevator boots down. And you can't help feeling they want you, and you want to. But the kid's so clean with his soul shampoo. And it's time to whip another chain and hit one more town. Oh, yeah, it's time to whip another chain and hit one more.
Rolling Stones. That's off of Beggar's Banquet, Street Fightin' Man. And before that, we heard new from the Counting Crows. We haven't heard from them in about 3 or 4 years. And they've got a new album coming out on May 21st. It's called Elevator Boots. That at least was the song that we heard right here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. I am Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. You can hear us on 91.5 FM on the radio. Also, WMFO.org online, streaming all over the place. As we look at the upcoming week in rock, it's a solemn event this week, not just in music, but really in our country. Tomorrow, May 4th, is the anniversary of the day in 1970 when U.S. National Guard fired on protesters at Kent State University in Ohio, killing 4 students, 2 of whom were not even protesters. There were many, many consequences of that event, including several significant ties to the music world. So let me explain. For those of you too young to remember, on May 4th, 1970, about 3,500 protesters gathered at the university to protest the United States movement into Cambodia as part of the Vietnam War. Well, unknown to them, Ohio Governor Jim Rhodes had stationed a National Guard unit inside a heating plant at the school and had declared martial law, making any assembly illegal. The National Guardsmen emerged and fired tear gas at the protesters. Then things got totally out of hand. They raised their rifles, fired into the crowd, killing 4 students. So now the music tie-ins. 10 days later, just 10 days, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released Ohio, a song that Neil Young wrote about it. The lyrics, of course, famously, Tin Soldiers and Nixon coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming, 4 dead in Ohio. Now, Mark Mothersburg and Jerry Casale were both on campus, and they were horrified by the events. They formed the band Devo, whose ideology was influenced by the shooting. Devo, of course, standing for de-evolution, the concept that humankind is regressing. Another student at Kent State during the shootings is freshman Chrissy Hind. She, of course, drops out of school, becomes a waitress for a while, then heads to England, where she forms the Pretenders. And also, Chris Butler is at Kent State. His good friend Jeffrey Miller is one of those killed. He forms the group The Waitresses, known for I Know What Boys Like and the holiday classic Christmas Wrapping. So many songs were inspired by the incident, but the most famous is this one. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio, on Rock of Ages.
Hi, this is Terry from Bailey Island, Maine, and you're listening to Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras on 91.5 FM and WMFO.org.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way. All the good times that you saved. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool?
In the summer.
That's Journey from the album Infinity, Feeling That Way. And before that, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio, a song that they released just 10 days after the incident at Ohio State University, which happened on May the 4th, 1970. Well, as we approach Mother's Day next weekend, I want to tell you about a project that will be coming to TV starting this Thursday night on the new Paramount Plus cable channel. It's called From Cradle to Stage, and it's about famous musicians and their moms. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and his mom, Virginia Hanlon Grohl, will be producing the series, and it's based on her 2017 book called From Cradle to Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars. The first episode will be this Thursday night. It'll feature Imagine Dragons' Dan Reynolds and his mom, Christine. And other episodes will feature Pharrell Williams, Miranda Lambert, Brandi Carlile, and Rush's Geddy Lee, all with their mothers. And again, that's starting this Thursday night on Paramount Plus. You might recall a few weeks ago, I told you about Taylor Swift and how she had re-recorded and re-released her 2008 album Fearless so that she could own all the rights to it. Well, I was talking about that with my daughter Katie recently, and we remembered how there's a song on that album called The Best Day, and it's a tribute to Taylor's mom, and that Katie had recorded a version of that song for her mother as a Mother's Day present when she was a kid. Well, one of us got the idea that if Taylor could do it, then so could she. So Katie decided to re-record her 2008 Mother's Day present and present it to her mom again this year. She's in her early 20s now, and I am so proud to play it now. For all moms on Mother's Day, this is Katie LaRussa with The Best Day on WMFO.
I'm 5 years old, it's getting cold. I've got my big coat on. I hear your laugh and look up, smiling at you. Run and run past the pumpkin patch and the tractor rides it now. The sky is gold. I hug your leg.
Ease your mind. Life is perfect. starving. I'm bleeding to death every next morning. Yeah, I'm working, making money. Feel it around the corner. I could make it any day. Mother, mother, can you hear me? Sure I'm sober, sure I'm sane. Life is perfect. Starving, I'm bleeding to death. Everything's fine. I miss you. I love you.
Okay, two very different takes on Love of Mother. That is Tracy Bonham, Mother Mother. She was big in Boston in the alt rock scene in the 90s. Had a great big radio hit with that one. And then we heard My Daughter, Katie LaRussa, with Taylor Swift's Best Day for her mom for Mother's Day coming up next weekend. And a production credit goes to her brother Jack on that one. It's time now for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Nick Lowe is primarily a producer and a composer who had considerable influence over the development of punk rock in the early to mid-1970s. He produced Elvis Costello, The Pretenders, among others. But at his heart, he wasn't really a punk rocker. And so when he recorded his own material, it was much more poppy. He's had a long career with many, many albums, the most recent just released last summer. But his only real radio hit came in 1980 with this song. This is Cruel to Be Kind, from Nick Lowe, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, on Rock of Ages.
You gotta be cruel.
the stairs. Is half you'd even care when the lights are up and the sun is nearly gone. Ticket to a show.
That's one of my favorite alt-rock bands from the 90s. That's Better Than Ezra and King of New Orleans. And we heard Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. And we do that feature every week on the show. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. We've got a few more minutes left. We'll get to some more music right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the album Breakfast in America, this is Supertramp, Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn.
really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies as a chip out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Thank you.
song is Goodbye Stranger from Supertramp. From Breakfast in America, that was their sixth album and one of the biggest albums of the year 1979. Well, that is all the time we have for this week's show. This one was action-packed. I really did enjoy bringing it to you. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And I invite you to please join me again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock and every Monday morning here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. My name is Ron LaRussa. Have a great Mother's Day next weekend if you're celebrating. And have a great week, a super weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.